From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson with your headlines for Friday, May 26th. California rivers fed by winter's massive Sierra Nevada snowpack have turned into cold and deadly torrents, drawing warnings from officials ahead of the Memorial Day weekend's traditional start of outdoor summer recreation. At least seven people, including two children, have died or gone missing in the grasp of powerful river currents this spring. Public safety officials say Sacramento has already had 20 water rescues so far this year, nearly as many as in all of 2022. Legislative staffers would be able to unionize under a bill moving through the state capitol. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
The measure was approved by lawmakers on a 65-3 vote on the assembly floor. It would allow assembly and senate staff members to unionize. The bill's author, LA Assemblymember Tina McKinner, says this bill will empower legislative staffers. She says many work long hours, often on weekends, and use vacation time to volunteer on political campaigns.
It is hypocritical as legislators that we ask our employees to staff committees and write legislation that often expand collective bargaining rights for other workers in California, but we intentionally prohibit our own workers from that same right.
This is the first time the Assembly has approved a bill that would permit staff to unionize. In recent years, similar bills have failed in the chamber. The bill now moves to the Senate. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
The California State University system has some of the lowest tuition rates in the country, but a huge budget gap could force new tuition hikes. CalMatters higher ed reporter Michael Zinstein explains.
A new report this week revealed a $1.5 billion budget shortfall for the Cal State system, and that the university system can't afford to do the things it should to help students succeed. The system serves nearly 500,000 students. Its affordability has helped create a national reputation for social mobility. Cal State students are often low-income and the first in their family to go to college. The chancellor's office will present a tuition hike to the board in July. If it's approved, tuition could go up as early as fall 2024. This is an especially big deal because these hikes would bring multiple years of ongoing tuition increases instead of just a one-time jump. But just raising tuition likely won't fill Cal State's funding hole. This is all happening while faculty are demanding a more than 10% raise, adding more unrest in the system. In Los Angeles, I'm Michael Zinstein.
California's powerful hospital industry is squeezing Democrats for an unprecedented bailout, even though many don't need the money. That's according to a new report from the newsroom California Healthline. It says the state hospital lobby wants $1.5 billion in emergency infusion funding. Leaders in the hospital industry point to recent hospital closures in rural and low-income Californian communities as a reason. But the bailout would benefit wealthy hospitals, not just those more at risk of closure. That's while wealthier hospitals continue to siphon money from smaller, rural hospitals. California Healthline also found hospitals with more low-income patients were taxed more than wealthier systems. The report found bailouts may only serve to enrich those hospitals, which aren't actually in any financial risk. A review of state data found that despite increased labor costs and inflation, the hospital industry is richer than it's ever been. The bailout request comes after many Californians lose vital healthcare resources. According to the nonprofit news organization CalMatters, in April, six rural hospitals in California were at a heightened risk of closing due to financial problems. And those were your headlines for Friday, May 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.